Library Lectures, a podcast from the Specialized Library for Social Sciences.
During the corona time, it's not possible to enter the Library of Social Science, so you can send us a mail and request the book. You can borrow up to 5 books for about a week. The best case scenario would be if you send us an email with all the important information, such as your full name, your address, your phone number, and of course the titles, authors, and signatures of the books or media you would like to lend. Because it is like that, we don't really have an electrical system. We have to copy all the information by hand, and we work with an old school card index box. So for us, but for you students as well, it would be the way easiest version and the fastest version if we get all the information already ready per mail instead of asking again and again. So we only work alone right now, and because of corona, there's not really a good way for us to prepare the next person working. So that's just like one reason why we need to have everything by mail and why y'all just not can quickly call and order a book. Every single person of our 6 people team has to be able to understand what is going on. Another reason is that we save the information sent to us by mail in regards of corona to be able to contact people in case of any kind of corona infection. So we do that by saving the mails. That is also why we need every information again and again for every single order, even if you just had them here a day ago. After 4 weeks, the mail will be deleted.
The biggest change in our reference library at the moment is that we are unable to work as just that. That is why we give out binding dates for lending books or media to make sure we can adhere to our hygienic concept. Through the compulsory dates, we are able to make sure that all surfaces that we or you touch the lent media is disinfected and nobody else is present to minimize contact even more as much as possible. That is why it is so important for us that you keep the dates, so we can make sure to really follow through with all our security and hygienic guidelines. Even if you are just 10 minutes late, we might struggle with that in order to keep all the other orders smooth. So if you notice you might be running a little late, please let us know by calling and we will find a solution. Every institute decides by itself how their library is working right now or is not working. We talk within our team and with our boss to make suggestions and everything, but the final decision is not ours. While we as students ourselves very much understand that everything can be very frustrating, we are simply not the right person to be mad at. For a library, it is only possible to either be able to borrow some books for a week or having a couple of working spaces. We simply found this as the fairest compromise to be able to work. Everyone is able to get the books they need versus only a handful of people being able to work right here for a short amount of time only.
So once you send a mail with your requested books, we will suggest some dates. The system that we are working with looks like this. After you send us this mail, we will suggest 2 possible pickup dates for you to lend the media and associated return dates 1 week later. Then you just confirm one of those 2 date sets. If none of the suggested dates work, just let us know and we will easily find an alternative date set that will work for all of us. The mail we will send you contains an explanation on how the handing over the media works. The pickup as well as the return occur contactless, which is why keeping the appointment is really important for our work system. If the return is not made on time, without any notice from you, there will be a dunning fee of 5 euro per day. That is really upsetting for you and gives us double the amount of work for finding a new return date. All of that can be easily avoided by letting us know via mail or telephone that the agreed return date does not work for you anymore. And we then will find a compromise on how to return the lent media.
So in conclusion, a good order of lent media runs smoothly when you include all the important information in your first mail, and ideally one of the suggested pickup and return date sets works for you.
And every student matriculated at the University of Kiel can use this lending service of our specialist library. The lending service includes up to 5 books for 1 week. Also, our service includes a scan service that we offer.
The just mentioned scan service can be requested just as the lending service. Your email asking for the scan service should include the following: titles, authors, and signatures of the media, as well as the to be scanned page numbers. For copyright reasons, we cannot scan whole books, but we offer single chapters. If you want to ask for a scan but cannot access the media online and do not know exactly what you need, you can ask for a scan of the table of content first and then go from there and let us know which content specifically you need.
We also have a homepage, but there's also a university library homepage. There are some differences. Our specialist library for social science often is confused with their university library, or at least their website. You can reach us through the website bibliothek.politik.uni-kiel.de and this mail address bib.sotz&pol@politik.uni-kiel.de. The university library only has a superficial information site about every faculty library and states to check out the specific websites for up-to-date information. It's the same for us. Our website is linked there as well, and the mail address stated there is also not the one we use mainly. There's nothing to change about that, unfortunately. It belongs to our boss, and she checks it as often as possible, but it definitely takes more time than with our actual email address, which is stated on our website.
Recently, people working have been using more ebooks, and we've been asked quite frequently, how do we spot ebooks in the library catalog? When you search for keywords or a book title, you will get a listed version of all the results on the left side to the number. You can see a little symbol. A book means that it is an actual book somewhere in a library, but if it is a little square with some binary code, it means that it is an ebook. If you click on this, you will get the general information about this book as well as a link.
There might still occur some problems with lending a book right now. For example, it could be that this media is already lent by another person. Usually this is, as I said, for a week. So usually you can get the book as soon as the other person returns the book, so maximum after a week. Then again, the books actually need to be quarantined because it's not 100% sure how the coronavirus is really transmitted. And, well, we leave them for 24 hours in our shelves. So after those 24 hours, they are ready to be lent again. With some books, it's noticeable that they seem to be compulsory for some courses. Maybe ask your lecturer for online licenses so more people can access the work for a longer period of time. If that is not available, preferably ask for our scan service to make sure the most possible access is given to all.
If problems occur with research or overall questions on how to access data, please do not hesitate to contact us. For quick questions, just reach out through email or a phone call. For more in-depth questions, it works best for us to schedule an appointment for a phone call to make sure we can get our time getting to the root of the problem and giving best possible advice with prepared information if needed. Right now, we try to use the time to get some tasks done, which means that a lot of times we are simply not at our desks and mainly for appointments, during which we unfortunately really don't have time for long phone calls. So if you have any more intense questions, just schedule a phone call with us and we will take the time to answer your questions. The whole pandemic situation demands a lot of patience and tolerance from us right now. So we can only give you the information of our working conditions as it is right now. If changes or adjustments are made in the future, we will let you know as soon as possible, either on our homepage or through mail.
Library Lectures, a podcast from the Specialized Library for Social Sciences.